Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Satchel Paige. And now, play ball. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lupien trying to get to third. Dobie throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Lupien for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sierra strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0-for-1 in the game. Paige strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to third. Clark moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 2 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paige for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Allie Clark. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgin hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.